Hey, welcome everybody to the Nom Talk Network. We are back with Basic Binges, and I'm so happy that we have an amazing panel here to discuss a movie. I didn't want to put any qualifiers on there just yet because we're gonna dive into that deep. But this is a movie called Argylle, from the latest from Matthew Vaughn, a director, by the way, who I love. And please remember that, because the deeper that we go into this, it's definitely going to seem very much different. But I'm your host, Mike Manalo. It's been a while. It's been a minute. For those of you guys who watch us, thank you guys for following us. I always love joining, the Nom Talk Network, to joining Basic Binges. And no experience would ever be complete without a panel of some of the best and brightest and brilliant individuals that I've had the pleasure of working with, talking with, podcasting with, all of that. And I'd love for them to introduce myself. But before I do, I just want to give a shout out to the Coke Zero that I am drinking. This is Basic Binges, after all. We do want to focus on food, drink, and just in the event that you guys make us hydrate and use your Nom Talk points to make us do crazy things, I have this on standby so that I can take a sip. So here we go. And that's my intro. I'm going to pass it to my good buddy Derek. Derek, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello. I'm very excited to reveal the real Agent Argyle. I'm so glad that I never have to watch that trailer again, by the way. It's been 4 months of hell. But yes, hello everyone. I'm back and I am sipping on some iced coffee because I've been up since 5 in the morning in my red cup that I actually had no idea it was red cup day when I got it. They just gave it to me and I was like, oh, cool. So
Keeping the Christmas spirit alive. I love it,
yeah,
Derek.
that's right.
Next up, I'm going to introduce our Kyle. No, I'm kidding. And our Kyle,
Oh,
meaning AOUR, our Kyle.
thank
You know,
you, thank
for those who saw that horrible movie, there's just puns all around right now. But our Kyle, would you like to introduce yourself?
you. So I debated when I was going to sit there, and I was like, did I want cat jokes or did I want Taylor Swift jokes? So I just want to announce to the world I am in my Swiftie joke era as far
Lovely.
as this movie goes. But no, because those are the only jokes that I actually the online discourse about this film was better than the film itself. I mean, and that's saying something. So what am I drinking? I have my I will see Mike's Coke Zero and raise one Coke, and then I also have chicken nuggets because chicken nuggets.
Because chicken
So yeah,
nuggets.
happy to be here. Happy to enjoy ripping. I can't. Okay.
This
We're not getting, I'm
is
not
gonna be
getting red
fun.
yet.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Swift jokes or cat jokes, whichever one you choose, they're going to be better than the bad jokes that are in this movie, in the real Argyle, ugh, movie. But thank you for that, Kyle. We love having you, and chicken nuggets all around, guys. I mean, yeah, best food ever. And last but certainly not least, my favorite colleague from the Nerds of Color named Mike. Mike Lee.
Hello.
Yeah, would you
Yes.
like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Michael Lee. Like Mike said, I'm from the Nerds of Color. I'm also writing for That's It LA. And what else? Oh yeah, We Live Entertainment. So yeah, that's all me. And I can't wait to, what
Destroy
is
this
that?
movie.
Destroy this movie, withdraw all that bad blood since we're making Taylor Swift jokes here and there. So
I
yeah.
love that. I caught that last second. I was like, bad blood. Love it. Okay. Well, thank you guys for sitting through that movie for this conversation, and for joining me for this conversation. I think it's going to be very important for us to get into the rating system. Out of five popcorns, we're gonna do that in a second, but I just want to give a shout out to our good friend Andy on the chat. Thank you for tuning in, buddy. Yeah, don't be afraid to use those Nom Talk points, to make us do kind of crazy stuff. I also want to just say that there's a whole bunch of fun stuff you could do with those points. And anyways, we're gonna get into that. So yeah, let's get into the popcorn rating system, guys. I think I will start with Michael. How many out of five popcorns? How many popcorns did you give this one, buddy?
X, like zero refund. I don't want a refund on this, my popcorn, because this movie was really, really bad, and I want to set the bar that low, honestly. So yeah.
I'm not gonna argue
I'll
with
explain
that.
later, but yeah, I'll just I'm setting the bar low.
All right. Kyle, how about you?
1.5 because I dream of the multiverse where this film was good and I have seen it. I believe that I have seen the Rep TV era version of this. I have seen the multiverse where this movie could have been amazing, and I want to go there because I'm convinced it's better than this one.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I hope to live in that multiverse too, because I feel like raindrops will taste like candy and like everything will be, bright and wonderful. Derek, how about you? Out of five.
And just to comment on your multiverse, I do know what multiverse that exists in, and it's the same film directed by Guy Ritchie. Infinitely better, automatically, knows how to use Henry Cavill in the best of ways.
It
There we
does.
go.
So yeah,
I'll say
that's
that.
the multiverse we need to live in, guys. But this ver universe that we live in, I'm giving this a 1 star. And that star is really just for Sam Rockwell, because I think he probably broke his back doing everything he possibly can to try to carry this movie through to the finish line, which is saying a lot when you look at this friggin' cast. Like, how are you shouldering this all? He's got the smallest shoulder frame of every dude in this movie, and he's the one that's carrying it on his back along with the cat in the backpack. So yeah, this is, go watch anything else. This is awful.
And I thought I was harsh. To reveal my rating for this movie, I'm going to be honest and say that I'm actually being the most generous here. I gave this one a 2 out of 5. It needs to be lower. No. I will say this. Here's the thing. I had fun with this movie up to a point. I was with it. I didn't think it was that bad. It was tolerable. And then there is a certain point where after the 50th twist in this stupid movie, you're just like, you know what? No, fuck you. I don't want this anymore. And honestly, it's because I endured this up until the last third of the movie, I think. And then I just couldn't endure it anymore. So I'm going to be generous and give it a 2. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. If I can dive into my justifications just right now. The word disappointment is tossed around a lot these days, but when you've got a director who is as good and as brilliant as Matthew Vaughn and a cast with such amazing talents behind this, you expect something really good, especially since the last Spy Caper franchise that Matthew Vaughn touched was the Kingsman franchise, which was pretty solid. I mean, like, I think the first one's great, second one's not that good, and the third one's not bad. It's somewhere in the middle. You expected more, and this did not deliver. But I was enjoying some of the action sequences. I think Sam Rockwell, Derek, to your point, is goddamn phenomenal, and giving him a spotlight to be a star, I think, is something that more movies need. I think this reminded me a lot of he did a movie with Anna Kendrick, I think, called Mr. Right, which was, him kind of kicking ass as well. But this had a bigger budget, bigger spotlight. So I'm glad that he's getting that exposure, and I'm glad he's as good as he was. I do like Bryce Dallas Howard as well. I think with the change of expression, you kind of see what she's, who she which persona she's playing. By the way, we're diving into full spoilers here, guys, so if
Yes.
you haven't seen the movie, if you care to see the movie, you shouldn't care to see a movie. And if you don't care about us spoiling the 50,000 twists in this stupid movie, all of which are nonsensical, then feel free to hang around. Anyways, I enjoyed it up to a point, and then it got just way too stupid. I'm gonna toss it out there to anyone else. Other thoughts, acting. Let's start with acting. How did everyone feel about how the cast did, at least?
I'll go first. So I just to your point, I mean, I think that my biggest issue with this is not just that it's derivative and not just that it's clear that Matthew Vaughn is losing touch a little bit. There are some moments in this movie, particularly surrounding action sequences, that one, I don't know where $200 million was spent, because there's not a single real location in this entire film, and I that just there's a scene, not to get too far off, but there's a scene where a neighbor shows up to Catherine O'Hara's house, and we already have the outside shot of the house, and then when she opens the door, the scenery behind him is a green screen. Like, you are already at. Okay. Anyways, I have so much vitriol for this.
No, the VFX live a lot to the imagination.
It's clear that Matthew Vaughn is operating on this level of just kind of Matthew Vaughn's a vibes pick director, so he directs on vibes. And you remember the vibes more than you remember most of the things that happen. So when you talk about something like Kingsman, yes, we kind of remember Kingsman. And if you haven't seen it in a while, you might not remember all the details, but like you remember the aesthetic, you remember the vibe, you remember the production design. Like you think about the church sequence, and like I've forgotten most of the time how that sequence comes about, but I remember every detail about that church. I remember every action scene because it's so beautifully crafted in that way. So he does that a lot. And he's usually pretty good about using his actors in the right way and really getting the most out of his performers. And this one is just an amalgamation of all kinds of other movies done better. There's not a single original thought in this entire film. It feels soulless, and I absolutely hate to use this phrasing, but it really does. When we talk about films being written by AI, this is the kind of movie we're talking about, where we were talking off screen about the meme humor and the jokes about Taylor Swift or cats, and it's like that is internet. That is an AI chat GPT gathering everything from X Twitter and just putting it together and being like, oh, people talk about cats and Taylor Swift, so we're just going to make jokes about that. Like, there's nothing, you don't feel anything for anybody here, and that's really unfortunate because we talk about the cast. I love Sam Rockwell. I love Henry Cavill when he's used correctly. Ariana DeBose needs to fire her agent. Like, she, like you are an Oscar winner, woman. What are you doing starting 2024 off with ISS and Argyle? Like, you are so much better than this. It has this tremendous cast, but you can just tell that because there's nothing real here, nothing means anything. This feels like just a soulless, hollow, straight to streaming. We're going to give you all the money, but we don't really care what it does. Like, that's what this feels like. And it feels like a movie that should have been on TNT like 20 years ago. Like, that's the vibe that I get from this. So, and I feel like that does the whole cast a disservice, because how do you squander somebody who is so good, like Catherine O'Hara, who just isn't funny in this movie? She's one of the funniest women alive, and she's not funny in this movie. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you mentioned that because literally, I feel like if this went to streaming, this flopped this weekend, by the way. This only pulled in $18 million on a $200 million budget. If you went straight to streaming, I guarantee the numbers would have been huge. Like, this to me is very much aligned with a movie as generic as The Gray Man, you know,
Red
or
Notice, Ghosted, Heart of
right?
Stone, like it's
But
all
those
of
movies were huge. The funny and the ironic thing, and you kind of called it out, was like, you know, Matthew Vaughn with Kingsman, he was subverting the derivative nature of spy movies. And here he's just leaning into them. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Come on. It's just it's so disappointing. But yeah, Kyle or Mike, anything to add to that? I'd love to hear your takes.
I'm gonna, Mike, do you want to go first or shall I?
I think I can try to go first because
Go
Derek said
for
a lot, and that was pretty much he pretty much covered everything that I
it.
wanted to say. But what I was so into this because at first because it was so much style. There was like this kind of a love letter of the writing process and through through the spy genre. You could see her writing and see how difficult it is to come up with these plots again and again, and it's like that's practically what we do. We're trying to feed into the machine sort of thing, and then it just starts to lose itself with all these twists. And there was a twist in the beginning. It's like, okay, there's that twist within her own novel that's just visualized, and it's like, I can see where this is going. You know, it's already laying out the plans that there's going to be even more twists. And once those other twists start to come, I'm like, oh, this is becoming cliched and derivative, as you were saying. And it starts to detract from what was fun in the beginning. And as more and more twists come, it's like, I don't want to see this anymore, basically. This is just becoming redundant, and you're just beating a dead horse, so to speak. And like, I don't want to see this. What? There's going to be another twist, right? I'm just like
Yeah.
looking at my watch, like I'm not enjoying this whatsoever. And when I was writing notes, I'm like, I can't write notes anymore because there's no point, basically. So yeah.
Let me.
Well said. Go ahead, Kyle.
Okay, let me try for the sake of Kingsman and Kingsman: The Golden Circle, great films. Let me try and contain my feelings to. Let me try and be gentle. So many of the twists in this film come from truly great, truly unsettling spy genre stuff. One of my favorites is The Manchurian Candidate. So when I tell you that the 2008 Manchurian Candidate adaptation did this did better than this, did that
Yeah.
twist better than the 2008 version for
Yeah.
me, just in terms of it being like all of the things that Bryce Dallas Howard, I think they were all working with what they had. I think that, but there was so much of it, like so much of what they do is truly like unsettling. And then you just pile, it's like eating a really terrible sandwich at a theme park, and they just keep piling more and more on top of it. And then you leave home and you feel sick. And that's how I felt like looking at all this, because I love spy stuff. Like there's so many amazing, like all of the stuff that Ian Fleming did and all of the, and I think that Matthew Vaughn's send-ups on the genre were previously fantastic, but him tackling, I'm really bitter about the Manchurian Candidate style twist. I'm sorry. I'm really
My
bitter.
friend, I saw it with a friend, and he literally leaned over and he was like, "Oh, so we're just gonna Winter Soldier this now?" Just,
Yeah.
and I
I
was
was
like,
like, she's going for the
"What?"
money.
And I remember having this thought of like, what was the point of everything else that just happened?
Yeah, that's
if you could
exactly.
just do this, why did we sit, like you
Why
said,
did you?
why did we
Yeah.
sit through this whole 2.5 hour movie for this? Oh,
It
yeah.
makes no
It
sense.
destroys everything that was
Yeah.
established before. So
Yes.
it's like, why?
They just he was in the room with her before Sam Rockwell comes in. You could have just played the fucking the music box. Sorry, and then like done the thing. It made no sense. And I was like,
Also,
what?
I really wanted Catherine. I don't know. Like I maybe Matthew Vaughn is playing 4D chess on some other level that I'm not getting. And he's just like, well, actually, this was supposed to be a terrible film because now I'm going to create the real one. But for all of spy films can be funny, spy films can be silly. The spy films, but th this just it tried to do so much, and I'm genuinely upset that the actors did the best with the material, but the material wasn't good enough, so they weren't able to bring out the full drama of the performances.
Well,
Yeah.
that was my biggest issue too when we're kind of, I know we're veering off into plot as well, but as it relates to acting, like, you know, I think about things like some of his earlier work where I think about like X-Men First Class,
Yeah.
Kick-Ass, you know,
Excellent
Kingsman.
movies.
And then you
Yeah.
think about their derivative movies that this is kind of based on, like Romancing the Stone, The Lost City. All of these are built into this film. And one of the things that really separates those movies from this one is all of those movies have characters that you care about.
Yeah.
They're given moments and time to breathe to develop. By the time
Yes.
you talk about Kingsman directly, by the time we get to Colin Firth in that church scene, and then he inevitably dies in that movie, you are already so invested in this father-son relationship that he has that
Yeah. Yeah.
all of the fantastical, crazy shit that happens in that third act with the smoke colors and the head explosions and the world-ending events and the girl Sophia Vitello with knives his legs is
Yeah.
the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But I am so invested in the characters built into this world
It
that
means something.
it means something, and I'm into it. I'm
Yeah.
totally
It
into this
means something.
fantasy. And he's been able to do that very well. And
Yeah.
yet, all of a sudden, here, all of those characters feel stifled. For as much as I think Sam Rockwell is trying, He can do more. Bryce Dallas Howard can do more. Henry Cavill can do way more. Captain O'Hara, Bryan Cranston, Ariana DeBose, all these names that you recognize, like, none of them have anything to do in this movie, and everything they have to do, you're just like, yeah, but I don't give a shit. I don't care about any of you people. Well, and we're just whisked off to the next derivative event, especially when you get to that third act. When you get to that third act, it's just like,
I've already given up. After the second act, yeah, I just gave up.
It's funny because you mentioned a lot of really, you know, even some mediocre movies like Lost City, you know, for example. I didn't think it was a great movie. Romancing the Stone's a classic. All of these movies that are classic screwball rom-coms, right? The difference with all of these movies and Argyle is that the leads had chemistry and they bounced off of each other really well. And we actually cared a little bit about their relationship. I couldn't give a crap about the romance here. It's such a they had some chemistry in the sense that I felt like he would be a great handler for her if she was like going to be a spy, like a kind of mentor student kind of thing. But when it got to the romance, it was weird for me. And I was like, I really just don't like this. It feels very uncomfortable. You know, when we think about screwball spy comedies as well, the one thing that I kind of love about most of them is that they're actually funny. You know, there's not a single joke in Argyle that I think lands. And it's just, it's so bland, so terrible.
When you can't make a cat funny.
Yes.
When you're rooting for the cat, and I'm not proud of this. And there was a brief second I was like, could the cat go away? Could we leave it on the train?
Yeah, I am a certified cat daddy. Like, anytime you put a cat anywhere, like, I'm in. Let's do this. But a CGI cat that has no reason to be there, absolutely. Leave that thing on the train and get it out of here, because I'm over it.
I'm going to correct you and say a poorly CGI'd cat.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
A poorly CGI'd cat.
Yes.
Ugh, it's so bad.
I hated that cat. Sam Rockwell, I hated that cat. No, I hated that cat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, Kyle, 100%. I'm with you. And I too, never thought I would utter those words that I hate a cat, but I hated this poorly CGI rendered cat.
Oh, man. Before I move on to just like, you know, general story pacing, directing, cinematography, which are items I definitely want to touch on. Yeah, I know. I want to throw it to the chat really quickly and just say, you know, Andy asked, why does poor Henry Cavill keep landing in bad projects? Blame his agent, you know. Why does poor Sam Rockwell have to keep being asked to save films like this? You know, good question. Just blame his talent, I guess. He's great at things like that. Q-Ball said, hey, Q-Ball, how's it going? Long time, no talk, buddy. I got a feeling this is going to be a short review. No, we can go hours blasting this.
Oh,
music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I spent an hour and a half standing in the parking lot with my friend, basically fixing Argyle. Like that's I spent almost half the runtime of the movie fixing Argyle in the parking lot after I saw it because it sent me into an existential film crisis.
Andy also said, watching, you know, the vibe he got watching this was it's an expensive version of Red Notice. Yeah, but the jokes in Red Notice landed a lot more. I think, you know, Reynolds is charming. The Rock and him have pretty decent chemistry. I thought that was funnier, and I didn't have to waste my time like going to the theater for that one, you know. So
yeah, but I will give him credit because they do fit. Like you mentioned, the Gray Man, they all fit in that same. Yeah, again, Ghosted, Heart of Stone, they all fit that same bill. I was listening to The Big Picture, and they call it like wink action comedy. And that's kind of what this is, where it's just, it's trying to reference itself way too much. And it's trying to kind of basically make a movie out of a TikTok video. And we're past that, guys. Let's move on.
Q-Ball says, does this movie sound like it's so bad it puts you to sleep? I wish, you know, movies
it's that painful are bad to that watch and you can't go to sleep because it's that painful.
Basically. It angers you. That's the thing. When movies anger you, that's worse than movies that put you to sleep. I think
there are three movies that have given me a migraine. One was Cats, the movie. One was Sausage Party. And then this one.
Oof, that's
Yeah,
a
I'm
rough
sorry.
list. That's
Yeah.
a rough list.
That's a terrible afternoon to sit there and watch that garbage.
And two have cats in it, so there you
CGI cats. Poorly CGI
Poorly
cats. Poorly
CGI
CGI
There's a
cats.
running theme with your list, Kyle.
Oh my gosh.
Conspiracy. I'm the agent. I'm putting it
I'm going to challenge all three of you guys, okay? We none of us like this movie. I'm gonna be, we already know that. And I think everyone in the chat and everyone in the internet probably knows this by now. Nobody, none of us likes this movie. I gotta challenge all of you guys. Oh, before I do that, hydrate, everybody.
I'll
Sorry,
blink because
somebody, yeah,
I
somebody.
can't. I'll blink like in the movie because I don't have
Sure.
anything.
I'm gonna
I came at
challenge
the.
everyone to, oh, one more stretch. Everybody stretch.
I can do that.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you for redeeming that. Okay. I'm gonna challenge everyone to say, outside of Sam Rockwell, say something positive about this movie. At
Ooh.
least one moment that you actually kind of enjoyed. You know, I
I'll
can get the
start.
ball rolling. If you, oh no, Mike,
I'll
go
start.
start. Yeah, go.
So I enjoyed the unreliable like character that Art not Argyle who Evie? I forgot her,
Ellie Conrad.
Ellie. You know, she became this kind of unreliable character that you couldn't tell if what she was experiencing was real or fake because every time she blinked, it was like it was Sam Rockwell's character, and then it would be
There you go.
her fictitious character. It's like that's kind of interesting. I would say that was the moment that I really liked it, because it was fun. Sam Rockwell was like tumbling down, like in pain, sort of thing. And then she would blink, and then Henry Cavill's character would be like suave and like, you know, I'm just gonna lean back into this chair as I'm falling, sort of thing. It was like fun and playful, but
Yeah.
there wasn't just enough. There wasn't enough of that, and I wish there was more of that.
Yeah.
And I yeah, so.
They should have steered into the silliness of like Henry Cavill doing the underwear model thing, like smoothing his
Yeah.
hair back and doing all that stuff. That was fun. That was fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Did was there a like a thumbs up right by your head just
I
now?
don't know what that was.
Where did
Who
that
gave me a
come
thumbs up? Thank
from?
you so much. But
That's
yeah, that
cool.
was like the only thing I liked about the movie.
Yeah, that's awesome. Kyle, what about you?
I can't say marketing or potential or any of the other things that are already canon.
It
I can't say any of that. I'm okay. Okay.
has to be something that you watched within the movie. I'm going to challenge you.
Sam Rockwell's up there. I'm gonna pick, and I apologize for the generality, but I really did like Bryan Cranston's character.
Yeah,
I would
he's
love to
fun.
see. I would love to see Cranston and Samuel Jackson doing more together. I feel like the two are peers, and Ritter's whole just like his whole frothing at the mouth just made me really happy. I liked him.
Very hammy performance, right?
Oh,
It's
he no,
like up
he
there
did
with,
too.
yeah.
Do you know what he reminded me of? He reminded me a little bit, and forgive me if the comparison's a little off, but he reminded me a little bit of Samuel Jackson's character in Kingsman.
That's interesting, actually.
I actually wanted Cranston to go further into
Yeah.
that, because I
Yeah.
think he could. And
He
again, we
could.
talk about letting your characters breathe, and that's again one of those characters where it's like you can tell Bryan Cranston is like if he was told that he could dial this up even more, he
Yeah.
probably would have, and you would have channeled that character a little bit more. But you're not wrong. It's a very, very similar hammy type
Yeah.
of maniacal performance for sure.
Derek, are you saying that he would be the danger?
Yes. Nice.
Very well done. Yes.
I was gonna be glib and just say my favorite scene was watching Samuel Jackson watch the Laker game, which is just like that's just the greatest job in the world. You get to show up on set for a few hours, and most of those hours are just spent watching a Laker game. Like, pay me $200,000 for the day. That's the job. But trolling aside, I did like that. I thought that was pretty fun. I will say I did like the train scene. I
Yeah.
do think of all the action sequences in this movie, because they just progressively
Yes.
get worse in my opinion.
Yes. Yeah.
But the train scene, it was, I actually really enjoyed that scene.
Yes.
I think it's one of the only times where, even though it's Sam Rockwell, but it's clear that it's not Sam Rockwell, I liked the switching back and forth
Yeah.
between Henry Cavill and
Yes.
what she's seeing. I thought that was a really clever way to do things. That is probably one of the only fight scenes that feels practical, that feels like
Yeah.
we're actually doing things.
Yeah.
And it's the most fun, and it's the most like, I need the whole movie to be like this.
Yeah.
So
Yes.
yeah, I think the train scene is definitely probably the better scene in the film.
That is exactly what the scene that I was going to call out as well. Kyle.
Well, I was really quickly going to say another good thing that I just thought of is Matthew Vaughn proved that a Winter Soldier solo movie could work.
Well, yeah, but I feel like it definitely could.
I mean,
That would, yeah,
it
I
could have
don't
been
think
a
there was a
given,
question.
but he demonstrated theoretically how something like that could work.
I mean, he didn't demonstrate that it should work like this, but you
No,
know,
no, God, no.
want to
Yeah,
see
winner.
Bucky as a spy writer now.
Yeah.
Instead of writing spies, he should write romance, cheesy romance novels on the
Yeah.
grocery stores. Yeah.
It should just be him and Steve, like parachuting and him holding,
Yeah.
yeah. And then yeah, that would be funny. No, but the train scene, I think you hit the nail on the head there. That actually was the scene that gave me a lot of promise. I think that's a scene that's a lot more clever than the rest of the movie is, because that's where the subversion kind of happens. Instead of a suave spy, you get almost a hobo looking Sam
Yeah,
Rockwell,
exactly.
and he's kicking ass. And the action in that scene, the choreography, the stunt work is well done. And because it keeps switching from him and Henry Cavill, you do want to know what's going on, and it kind of gets you to want to know what's going to happen next. And then things just go downhill from there. So that's one of the reasons why I gave it 2 stars, is because I did enjoy that portion. I did enjoy everything leading up to that portion. And then as things got progressively stupider and stupider, and I'm really calling out goddamn ice skating on oil. Like, what the hell was that? And the second
That
so predictable too, and I don't know.
when she leans over and she's like, "Wait, was the ice skating thing real?" I was like, "You're not pulling a transporter. Please do not do this." And then illogically, she throws knives in her shoes. And then, and
Yeah.
it came on the heels of another action sequence that I thought was ridiculous, which is when they're breaking out of the room and they go into the
Yeah,
hallway
the
and
smoke
it played
scene.
the smoke scene. One of
Oh,
the
terrible.
reasons, aside from just how awful and ugly that whole scene looks, when all the soldiers line up outside of the room, I was like, oh, this is literally a shot from Kingsman.
Yeah.
Like, that is exactly how that scene starts. The set is the same. The soldiers are dressed the same. The lineup is the same. And that whole sequence is literally the Kingsman hallway sequence with Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell CGI'd into that scene. And you
Yeah,
cannot
hey,
convince me otherwise because
it
there is
is.
no difference
I
whatsoever.
will argue
So,
that. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
what you're saying is it could have been more expensive, so they cut down $50 million by reusing
Sure. Look, he reused everything else from everywhere. Why not just actually reuse scenes from Kingsman?
I will say this. The one thing I would argue is that it is infinitely goddamn stupider than any scene ever, because
Yes.
they're
They're doing
focusing on
the whirly-bird, and
they're doing goo-goo eyes at each other and like circling like hearts and
awful.
stuff, and I'm just like, what the hell is happening right now?
Yeah.
I don't even
It feels
understand
like
what
he
the
gave up, though,
yeah
honestly.
yeah he's just
Somewhere
like, no,
along
screw
the
it,
way, he just gave up.
screw it. Well, and to your guys' point too, where like there's no chemistry, but you don't believe that they have this love relationship. So you haven't earned a love fight. Like
Yeah.
you have to earn a love fight. You can't just
Yes.
make it like you can't. One thing you can't do is have them play the brand new AI Beatles song that just came
Wait,
out 4 fucking months ago.
is
And
that what
that,
that was?
definitely what it was.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't
Yes.
understand how it fit into the whole grand scheme of
Yes.
the movie at
It
all.
is
It's like
the
now and
now
then, but
and then being like, oh, this is our song. I'm like, no, it is not. No, it is not your
I was
song.
gonna say, like, yeah, like how long ago was this movie?
Yeah. And that, again, you can tell that's it's another example of how much of this movie was made in post-production because they clearly this movie was made in like 2021. So like Sam Rockwell and Bryce Dallas Howard literally said those lines having no fucking idea what the actual song would be. And then almost 4 years later, somebody at Apple was like, "Hey, we own the rights to the Beatles now. Let's just make it the brand new song." Like, awful. Just awful. Oh, the more I talk about, I want to give it an X. I changed my rating.
The more I talk about it, I'm reducing
I want to give it an
now. The two's going down.
I can't swallow the popcorn.
We got a question. Question to the panel: if you could armchair recast this film's director or cast, would it have salvaged this film despite the poor writing? No, I think it's the writing that's the biggest
It's the
issue.
writing.
It's the
Yeah,
writing
it's.
that's the biggest
I think
issue.
Kyle said it best. He's like, they work with what they had, honestly.
Yeah,
And
and
yeah.
let's be honest, I don't understand how the script was written by Jason Fuchs. And if you don't know who Jason Fuchs is, and I can't imagine anyone would, his credits include Ice Age, Continental Drift, and Pan. He helped come up apparently with a story for the first Wonder Woman, but he didn't write it. Which I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't a big fan of either of the Wonder Woman movies. But that being said, yeah, he didn't even write that one. Ice Age, Continental Drift, and Pan are his notable successes. So why anyone would think that he would be a good pairing for Matthew Vaughn is just beyond me. I would recast, if I may, the writer. You know, I wouldn't get Jason Fuchs. I'd have, and I really miss this. I miss the chemistry and the wit that Matthew Vaughn had with Jane Goldman. And I would have them rewrite everything from day one, and film that movie instead, because they actually did such great work together. And I miss that. But directors, cast, writers, what would you guys do? Like, if you guys were in charge, if you were Apple with $200 million.
I would recast the executives, because here's what I would do. I would recast the because the more I think
This
about what
Tim
you're
Cook.
we're tossing him out. No, I would recast the executives, because the more I think about what Derek said, the more it really does seem like a lot of this was AI, which is when you said Jason Fuchs, and I was like, are you sure, Mike, that he is a real person? Because, you know, we don't know how long Hollywood has had AI. There is always a chance
And
They've been talking
truthfully,
about it.
given the movies you mentioned, I wouldn't put it by. I'm kind of buying Kyle's conspiracy theory here. I really
Skynet's been real all along, he
yes,
said.
no, but the point, I would recast the executives, because what I would do is they tried to fit an entire series into one film, and you could have easily broken all of this down, at least to me, into multiple films, and then had the end credit scene and the twist and everything happen in the
Oh,
last
yeah.
I like
film.
that.
Or make it an Apple Plus series. You already know it from the ending. Matthew Vaughn wants to make a gigantic spy universe. So let him. Give him $200 million to make a spy universe for Apple TV. Like,
The movie says there are four books or five books already. Just do it on those books. Why
know.
not do it? Why cram four other books that we don't know what's happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the books,
We don't care at this
that's a
point.
whole mess of a
No.
story,
What
but
my point is, like, it would have been so much more
yeah,
exciting
exactly.
rather than.
Serial would make more sense. Yeah.
Gentlemen,
Yeah.
gentlemen, let me sell you on the following. Okay, let me sell you on the following.
Sure.
We recast the executives. Okay, we have Matthew Vaughn. We have Apple TV. We have Ben Stiller. And we have some of the writing people from Severance. Okay.
That'd be
Severance
interesting.
has its moments of being unsettling, but also humorous. And I'm
Yeah.
like, now that you say that, I'm like, that actually, given some of the, but it, a sideways ad for Severance, I really like it. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, Ben Stiller is an executive. Ben Stiller is an executive on Archive.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's fine. So if I can't make all of those changes, let's say I can only change certain, you know, I can't change the executives, I can't erase this movie from my memory. While I would love to change the writer, I'll try to go a little different since I set it up top. But I think if you just change the director, I think this movie has a completely different
guy.
I think Guy Ritchie is certainly somebody who, you know, because remember, even if you have a script, you don't, as a director, you don't have to buy into everything that the script, you rewrite all the time. So having somebody like Guy Ritchie bring his own twisty spy sensibilities, his own vibe, which he has in the spy world, bringing that sensibility to something like this, I actually think it works better. I think it works better. So I would do that. And then this is no disrespect to her whatsoever, because I do think that Bryce Dallas Howard is a great actor. I think she's a better director. And I think she's a little bit better behind the screen, behind the camera. But I would definitely switch her out for someone. I don't know who, but I just don't think she works here. And I hate to say that, because like, this movie's like really male heavy, and which is fine. But even though she's like the star, it feels like they just kind of surrounded her with men. And I get it. It's written by a man, directed by a man, whatever. So I feel awful in saying the one person I would change is the woman. But I just don't. I don't think she fits whatever is happening here. And I think that maybe a director could probably bring better stuff out of her, because that's part of it too, right? Like, she's not given enough to do, and that's not a fault of her own. That's the director. That's the script. Those are things that are truly, genuinely holding her back. But I just don't know that she has the same. I don't know that she has the energy that really vibes with some of these other people like Henry Cavill, Sam Rockwell, Bryan Cranston. I don't know that she has that. So I think I would switch her out for somebody else. Fuck it, make it Dua Lipa. Just give it to her. Whatever. Just let her cook. Just let her cook. Let her get a debut. Let her go. Just let her go.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to do this, but I think that Bryce Dallas, because Andy just redeemed Sing Mode, by the way, so that's why I'm doing this. I think Bryce Dallas Howard was an inspired choice because she is a very unassuming actress, and you wouldn't anticipate her to be the lead in a spy movie. And I think that the movie benefits from that. Because, again, it starts out like they are going to subvert expectations and then just say, fuck it, go, you know, midway through and goes from there. I suck at sing mode, so I'm going to pass it on to whoever else wants to sing. But I don't want to pull a victim out because I'm too much of a coward to do that. Open forum. Somebody,
I don't know how to top that, honestly.
I need somebody help. Just
anybody. I'm trying to look up lyrics right now. Actually,
will you be our hero?
I can't imagine a world where Bryce Dallas Howard would play a serious spy character either. So it did work for me. But we come to the past once again. My friends, once again, where we realize that the director is a fool for not drawing more performances out of the individuals, aka his tools. If you are in charge of a production, if you are leading a team, your job is to create and craft a dream. For the love of God, someone get me out of this.
That was so much goddamn better than mine.
Yeah, that was good. I was into it. I was vibing. I was definitely into it. Somehow Matthew Vaughn took to like the George School of Directing, where he just kind of was like, yeah, more intensity, and then roll footage. I'm like, that's it. Like, that's what we got from this. And you're like, what is happening?
We know he can do it. That's the thing.
Yes,
we do.
Yes, and
we've seen him.
That is also, you know, we talk about disappointment and just potential, and you know, like you had said, like all of these. There's so much in this movie that could be great, and they're all things that Matthew Vaughn has done better himself. Not only is he borrowing from other films and other spy genres that have done things, done all of this better, he himself has done most of these things better, and he's gotten more out of, like, You talk about unassuming characters. I never knew I needed Colin Firth to annihilate a church. Like, yeah. I never knew I needed that and to beat the shit out of bar thugs with an umbrella. Like, I had no idea I needed that in my life until Matthew Vaughn gave it to me. And now that's all I ever want from Colin Firth. Like, so we know he can do it and he just doesn't here.
Bad yeah, guy, Pedro Pascal.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Bad guy, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meat
Although
grinder.
I so good.
Meat grinder. Yeah, come on.
I will say I'm not the biggest fan of Golden Circle, but I 10 times prefer it to this. You yes. know, I mean, like
yeah, same.
Golden same. Circle's a watchable movie. It's not my favorite movie. I think definitely Julianne Moore is just terrible in that movie, but it's watchable. It's fine. I mean, this is just it's almost so incoherent. It borders on, I don't know, psychotic. You yes. feel like you're going mad watching this.
Yes.
And it's such a waste of everything. I want to ask everyone what they thought about probably the stupidest tag scene ever in a movie, which really has no relevance, no investment from anyone. Nobody's asking for an Argyle universe. I definitely want them to keep this the hell away from Kingsman. You know, do you think that the Kingsman bar here was more of just a wink and a nod rather than like a connective tissue of sorts?
Okay.
Or do we care? Do we just not care?
I'm trying to figure out the right answer for this.
I was giving this some thought before we jumped in. The tag scene in it because I looked up and there are more Kingsman movies coming. There are a couple that are in development, not hell necessarily, but purgatory, let us say, sure. where they're kind of floating around Hollywood. So supposedly there are more Kingsman movies coming. So I feel like he left this there. Either he left this there because he thought that he could go back and write something into it and make it into a thing, because he also said in an interview that you have Argyle at one end and Kingsman at the other, and they want to do something in the middle. And I'm like, but he either left it. It's either going to become a wink and a nod because this film isn't doing well, yeah. or it will tie into something broader. Or alternatively, the AI that they used to write the script
that's the villain of it all.
Take over Matthew Vaughn's brain via Neuralink and force him to write all of these things at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I would like to I agree with you, man. I would like to keep this as far away from Kingsman
keep it away
as
from
possible.
Kingsman.
I almost didn't even stay for the whole end credit scene because
this yeah. Why would you want to?
I had as to leave. Honestly, I left
when I saw Kingsman Tavern. When I saw Kingsman Tavern, I was like, nope, get that yeah. shit out of here. Yes. I wanted to stand. I can't believe I sat through that whole movie. And that was the scene that wanted to make me walk out. But then also, like, are we just not going to talk about the fact that Henry Cavill shows up as Henry Cavill raising, like, as the real Agent Argyle? what is going on there? I am so confused.
I honestly think that Matthew Vaughn or Jason Fuchs or AI bot 3000 was just like, let's get cheeky and cute and just have Henry Cavill play Henry Cavill the nerd, give him a shitty mullet and, like, you know, bad teeth and shit.
But they made it like the way that scene takes place,
right?
Like, yes, right. Like they make it seem of like, I don't have a question, but I think you have questions for me, and you're like, so you're the what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I was so and honestly, all of that just made me hate the Kingsman tag even more because I just I think we've had a lot of diminishing returns when it comes to Kingsman. I think the first one is absolutely incredible. Golden Circle, whatever, it's take it or leave it. It's right about where it is on Rotten Tomatoes. It's about a 50% movie. And then I mean, the Kingsman is like, it might as well not even exist in that universe. Like, you're fighting Rasputin. What are we doing here?
I enjoyed it. But,
it's fine. Know. It's fine. But it doesn't feel Kingsman. It feels so detached from... Honestly, that feels... The Kingsman feels like Matthew Vaughn's version of Guy Ritchie, which I feel like...
It does.
Yeah.
Like, we should reverse this again.
Still infinitely better than this.
Yes. You know? I mean, yes. Like, by miles.
I... if he wants to mess with Kingsman mythology and have like a movie that takes place in the past, like with the Kingsman era, that kind of connects to the future of the Kingsman with Harry and Eggsy, then I would be okay with something like that. Like the events of the past affect the events of the present or the future with these characters, and he crosses over like that. Because a movie with Ralph Fiennes and Taron Egerton and Colin Firth would be wonderful, honestly. I would love to see that. But you contaminate Kingsman with this crap,
I
and
like
I'm
that.
like, I'm never speaking to
That's
you
a
again.
great way to put
You
it.
know, it's
Contaminate.
like,
Yes.
we're
Contaminate.
not doing
Yes.
that.
Yes.
So Mike, you said you didn't stay for it. Obviously, you bolted, and I
I
don't blame you.
bolted.
You bolted. I don't
Smart.
blame you.
Smart. I
I
don't blame
wanted
you
to get
either.
I wanted to get that car, parking validation in under 3 hours of
was more important to
the
you
because this movie was
than
2 hours long
the
of a mess, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I can't stay here any longer. I gotta go.
Plus the migraine that you probably got from that crap
Yeah.
movie. So is anything that we're talking about when it regards to the tag, do you know what happens, or did you hear about it or read about it at all?
I did not read about it. I didn't. I
Okay.
read a few reviews and I just breezed
Didn't
through
care.
them and like, yeah,
Yeah.
I didn't care. And then,
So, yeah,
yeah,
go ahead.
there's nothing that in that movie that main body of the movie that would may have made me care about what you guys are talking about, basically.
Yes.
Because
Yes.
there's no
Yes,
lead
no.
way. There's nothing in it that leads into it, basically.
You're
I'll
better
say
for it,
this.
I'm gonna be
No, there's yeah,
honest.
there's nothing at all that's the audience is just so not invested in this movie that
Yeah.
when you see the tag, who gives a shit, you know, is really what that tag is saying. And literally, just to describe it for you, just so that you're on the same page about how stupid that tag is, it's like it opens up in an AI crappy CG generated like bar called the King's Man. And
They
it's
couldn't
taking
afford
place,
the
I guess, in the
volume.
20s or some shit like that. And then like this bartender sitting there talking or something, and then some guy comes in and asks for a drink, and the drink is really a gun. And then he's like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "Something Argyle." It's not Henry Cavill's Argyle, it's some ancestor or something like that. And at that point, I'm like, I don't know who this is. I
Yes.
don't care
Yeah,
what this
that's the
character
appropriate
is.
reaction, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't what the fuck does this have to do with Kingsman? Why are you is this not just a wink and a nod? Like, what does this have to do with anything? What does this even have to do with the shit movie that we just watched? Are you trying to say that this is the first adventure or the first volume in that book series? If so, I still don't give a shit. So it's like, yeah.
I could offer you an enraging suggestion, Mike. Do you want me to offer you
Please.
an enraging suggestion?
I don't think you can further enrage any of
Oh
us, but
no,
let's
no,
try.
no, 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 no.
Yeah,
Here's
let's try.
my enraging
Like,
suggestion.
challenge accepted.
Kyle
Let's go.
is the multiverse pitch master over here,
Let's do
so
it. Let's
I'm
do
ready.
it. Yeah.
It turns out that the division has brainwashed more people who are members of Hollywood, and the person who
Yeah.
directed the Kingsman movies is a division agent.
I like
We need a music
but
box.
see but in order for them to find out all of his secrets, they have to let him direct movies for 10 years before they actually get to the part of what they need.
So it's Matthew Vaughn's self-insert original character, Do Not Steal,
Like we want you to direct a couple of good movies so that people have some faith in you, and now we just want you to direct shit. So that'll pull in an audience that thinks you're going to make good movies. That was the expectation when the
Yeah.
movie came out, when the trailers came out, when they told me the cast, when they told me who was directing it, I was invested. I was like, it's a
Yeah.
Matthew Vaughn picture, sign me up. And
Yeah.
then I was like, what the hell is he doing? He's parodying himself at this point with the smoke clouds and the oil thing. You know, I'm like,
Yeah. Well,
this is.
and I think the problem, because I'm perfectly fine with a director being self-aware enough to kind of draw attention to the things that they do, to their tendencies, but I don't think Matthew Vaughn is being glib here. I don't think that he's being
No.
self-referential. I don't think he truly realizes how awful this is, how ugly it looks, how insane it is. Like, it even though it is a parody of his work, I don't think that's clearly not his
It's an
intention.
unintentional
It's an
parody.
unintentional
It's an
parody, and that's
unintentional parody.
never a good thing.
No,
Like,
it's not a good thing
that's
at all.
never a good thing at all.
It's really unfortunate because this is a movie with limitless potential that just destroyed by the worst script imaginable.
This movie, I left, and not only did we talk about, you know, all the ways to fix Argyle, but this movie, and I'm saying this as a film critic, this movie made me question for pretty much the next 24 hours whether or not I should just stop watching new movies in January and February and just start watching, like, start my year on like March 1st. Because Argyle is like, it's bad even for January dump bad. Like, if January, February are usually terrible times for movies. Like, that's just all the shit sitting on the shelf. That's where you dump it in. And Argyle, like, literally had me thinking, like, maybe I just won't go to the theater for 2 months and, like, just do like, retrospective reviews for 2 months. And
I should have been here for Night Swim.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're not excited for Madam Web?
Ugh. Guys,
we're not doing press screenings for Madam Web, huh?
Oh, they're not? They're not screening for critics?
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, one of the groups that I'm a part of, they said they're not screening it for them because they're in a small market city, so there's no way they can market it.
Oh, but they're not screening it for that city. Sorry, I thought
can't picture them not doing any press at all.
Yeah, no, that's not even one. Even if I got a press invite, I don't think I would go. I just want like a combination of like, oh, it's time to meet the real Agent Argyle, who was in the Amazon researching spiders right before she died. Like, just put them both together because they're both terrible.
By the way, coming February 21st, the Binging Basic Binges episode of Madam Web, hosted by our friends Jen AD, Eric Ramirez.
I'm saving the rest of February for Driveaway Dolls. That's it. After that, no more movies in February. We'll start in March.
I don't blame you. Guys, I feel like we could bash on this movie for even longer. Before we do, just two more comments from the chat. The only way to retcon the post credit is to have the next Kingsman film make a throwaway joke that Argyle is a bad TV movie within that universe. Definitely agreed with that. You could have Eggsy go, ew, I wouldn't even watch that piece of crap. And then like move on with his life.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other comment was, I can't wait to hear that Madam Web review. Holy moly. But her threads tie them all together. I know. I don't know what to say there, guys. But that being said, I'm so grateful that we got this off of our chest, guys. I'm going to degrade my review from two popcorns to one popcorn after this conversation. This was definitely wonderful therapy for us. Before we go, I want to just kick it to you guys and ask everyone where we can find you. Kyle, I'm going to start with you. Where can everyone find you?
You can find me, Kyle Pottig, at Blue Sky, because Blue Sky is now open to the public. You can also find me at Carolyn, Carolyn, Fandom, Fandom, on Twitter. Because it'll never be X. It's
Thank
Twitter.
You.
It's Twitter. It's always going to be Twitter.
Twitter forever.
It's always going to be Twitter.
I haven't even updated my app so that it's X. It still has
I only did it because they forced me. Otherwise, it would still be.
Every time they force me, I force close it and reopen it.
Mike's clinging desperately.
I'm like, no,
like the real remnants.
He's living in 3,000 and late. 3,000 and late, this guy. He's way up there.
I'm like, if you're watching this, Elon, fuck you and have fun with those bullshit lawsuit. Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Breach.
But yeah, Kyle,
what's your evidence?
So
there's all these tweets. All these tweets, like, yeah, that's not.
They were mean to me for my Nazi comment.
Deep state.
Michael, where can everyone find you?
You can find me at I am Michael Jaylee on all social media platforms: Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, and what's that other one? Threads. Yeah, Threads.
Yeah. So. I lose track too.
Awesome. And Derek, how about you, buddy? Where can
everyone find you? So you guys can find me at DRock Comedy. It's DROK Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, I think Threads. You can find me on Facebook. I'm still there. So just Derek Murray. And then you can always find all of my reviews on nerdbot.com.
Awesome. Thank you, pal. For me, I'm at PlayableBoy182 on Instagram, Twitter, and but most of the time, you guys can find my work and Michael Lee's work on thenerdsofcolor.org, whattowatch.com, and That's It LA. But until next time, guys, thank you for enduring this with us. I assure you, this is way more fun than actually watching the movie. Now that you've heard us vent about it, you never have to see it ever again.
Yep.
And we just want to say thank you guys as always for joining us. We love you, and thank you guys for coming. I think our next show is going to be 50 First Dates. No, I'm sorry. I think, yeah, 50 First Dates this Friday, with our friends
Which is a much better
Genevieve,
movie.
Mikey, Flores,
Yeah.
and Ren. Much better movie,
Echo.
celebrating
About
its 20th
forgetting and not knowing
anniversary.
what you're
Yeah.
remembering and what you're seeing. Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
Friday,
So.
Echo's Friday.
It's a better spy movie than Argyle. What the hell? There's a
Oh.
Henry Roth moment where he's a spy and he jumps on a thing, and that's a better spy
Oh,
movie than Argyle. Jesus
Jesus.
Christ.
Peanut
Yeah.
butter cups, come on.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great one.